Well, hello, you're listening to Funeral 614, where we explain the fun in funerals, factual, useful, and noteworthy information. I am your host, Lori Diaz, the funeral chick.
And tonight, we are talking about personalization of funerals. And I am joined by my co-host,
Art Davis.
And today we have our special guest. He's going to introduce himself.
I'm Adonis Dalton.
Okay, and so we had a service on this past Friday, and it was called Standing Ovation is what we kind of coined it. And actually, when we got to the facility, that's where the name came from. So it wasn't called that. We just kind of have been calling that as we kind of promoted it on social media. And so we have had a lot of conversation, not only just in our city, but TikTok was on fire and still is on fire about the fact that we had a family member of a family that we served. We, instead of having him in a traditional casket, we had him standing at a service. And Adonis, tell us who that relative is for you.
That's my uncle. My mom's only brother. He was the last one on my mother's side that was living, and now he's gone. But he wasn't traditional at all.
He wasn't traditional at all. So when you say he's not traditional at all, just kind of tell our listening audience and our viewers, just describe who Mr. Andre was. Describe him.
Crazy. That's the best way to put it. He was crazy. He was the life of the party. He was the one that was going to make sure the party got shut down. He was himself. He wasn't going to change for nobody. He was going to be himself, just a wild card.
And so one of the things that I pride myself on at Affinity, and even when I was working at prior funeral homes, personalization is important to me. I believe that every service needs to have some piece of personalization, because if not, you have a cookie cutter service. Every service should not look the same. You should not be able to just walk in and hand somebody a program and then they leave and you just feel like it's the same motion. We do the same act, but I tell my staff all the time, every family is different. Every family deserves personalization. Every family deserves to be treated as if they are A1. A1 priority in your funeral service life. And that is one thing that I can stand on and say that that's what we do at Affinity. And so on, we made arrangements for Mr. Andre. And while we were making arrangements, you know, we went through the typical motions of, you know, what color would you like the flowers? What color, you know, what do you want the programs to look like? What do you want the service to look like? What is the family going to wear? When we went through the motions of planning the service, but while we were sitting to plan the service, Adonis, kind of tell our viewers kind of how you felt when you were making arrangements for your uncle.
When we originally started making the arrangements, I was going to do a traditional service for him, but the more we kind of went through it, we were going over caskets and flowers, I just kept saying, like, this ain't right. This ain't what he would have wanted. You know, this wasn't him. You know, he always would say he didn't want people looking down at him. You know, he didn't want people crying over him. You know, he loved fashion. So your tears tearing up his clothes wasn't going, you know, he wasn't fine with that. So I made the arrangement for a traditional service, but I kept having a second thought.
Right. And I think during that process, while we were making arrangements, it was kind of, I had met Andre previously because we did the service for Adonis's mom maybe 6 months prior.
Yeah.
And when I met Uncle Dre at the service, it was quite interesting because he was himself. And when we came out of the service, we kind of teased Adonis about this story, is that we were getting ready to take Adonis's mom out. And there was a motorcycle hearse that was outside. And Adonis comes outside and sees his uncle. Where was your uncle?
On the top of the hearse.
On the top of the... So if you know that the person is standing on the top of the hearse, you know when he passes, he... It's... Come on. It's something that you want to make sure that he was memorable. Just in that short, brief of time that I met him, he was memorable. And so I think that that was the goal that we set out to make sure that the service was memorable. But we did not set out the service to be some of the comments that we have heard even in one professional funeral group said we were funeral tainers. And I was kind of very offended by that because that was not the goal. The goal was never to set out to entertain. At the end of the day, as I tell people, Adonis is still grieving the fact that his uncle has passed. And so while people are making comments online, it's still a grieving family. And yes, we post them online, and yes, people have an opinion, and they're allowed to say their opinion, whether, no, I wouldn't do that, or mm-mm. But when you're telling people that they should, that they're going to hell because they celebrated the life of their loved one in the fashion that they felt like would honor their life, that you need to try to, you should try to kind of check yourself on that. Because I think that's where the disrespect comes. Because I think everybody, at the end of the day, wants a celebration of life service. And the funeral is not for the deceased. They are gone. The funeral, if it's done right, the funeral is to make you reflect on their life and then reflect on your own. If you go to a funeral and you don't think of your own demise or your own, is anybody going to be here? Am I going to have anybody in the audience? Who's going to get up and say remarks for me at my service? Am I the only one who thinks that? Have you, Arthur?
Yeah, I think about it every funeral. And, you know, what I want, what I don't want, who gets crossed off the list, you know, who can speak. But I think funerals certainly bring, you know, I tell people all the time, even doing eulogies at funerals, that funerals seem to be the one time that we think about our own mortality, mm-hmm. that none of us will live forever. You know, and I'm a person that, you know, I know exactly how I want my funeral. You know, I've got a whole plan and it changes and shifts, and I would hope, no matter how different from what we're used to, you know, my family would honor what I want. I'm very vocal about what I want.
And I think being different does not make it, just because it's not traditional, does not make it bad, or does not make it dishonor the person's life. The comments, it's over 9,000 comments on TikTok. And some of them are positive, yes. But a lot of them are very, how would you describe them? I told Adonis, hey Adonis, read the comments on TikTok, but read them from just a person. Don't read them from the nephew side, because I think if you read them from the nephew side, you're gonna want a phone number and address, and you might have to pull up on somebody. Yeah. But if you read them, some of them were real funny. I got a couple chuckles out of, but some of them were kind of, it really made you think about, like, do we have to be traditional?
Right.
Is that the expectation? No. What we did on Friday is probably less than 1% of the services that we do at the funeral home. Typically, all of them are personalized in some fashion, some way. A person says they like basketball, and so maybe the video will have a basketball in it, or the program will have a basketball on it. Or the family says, oh, here's a comment. The family says, we're wearing red for the service. I saw a young lady who did a duet of our TikTok video on Facebook, and she sat up in the bed and she said, they have on red. I didn't know red wasn't a color you couldn't wear at a funeral, because I can't tell you how many times we wore red for a family service.
Every color.
And the entire family had on red. And I didn't know that was a color that you could not wear, because I think you should be able to wear what you want to wear to a funeral. And so if the family says they wear red, one of the things that we do at Affinity is we personalize. There we go. Try that again. And so we wear red because the family wears red, and we want to be inclusive to the family. We want to be family for them, because that's what we're doing. We're serving our family. we're serving our family. Okay, so Adonis, talk to me now. Take us to how we got to Friday. What was your thought pattern of how you decided what type of service that you wanted to do?
It was a lot of different thoughts that I was having. I mean, I kept telling my wife, I'm like, this, you know, it's just saying, it wasn't sitting right, you know. And so I called my cousin, who was my uncle's daughter, and I said, I'm not getting with him laying down, you know. And she said, me neither, you know, he ain't feeling that. And I said, well, I want to try something different. And she was like, well, what's that? I said, we're going to stand him up. And I mean, she went crazy, like, oh, they gonna love that, he gonna love that. And so I called you and I'm like, you know, I think we need to do something different. And Lori's response first was, you crazy. You know, she's like, hold on, I gotta get Art on the phone. So we do the three-way call, you know. She's like, he talking about standing him up. And Art was like, we can do it.
I think one of the things that I think of, if you know me, Affinity is my baby. And so when you think of doing something that's outside of the norm, for me, I was kind of like the TikTok people, like, whoa, oh my God. But then I thought about the fact that this is a family and this is how they want to honor their loved ones. And if that is their last opportunity to honor him in the fashion that they want to, and they're hurting, the brand of Affinity is not going to stand in the way. Right. So I put the brand on the shelf and said, you know what? If we're going to do it, let's go.
And I think it's quite honestly perfectly in line with the brand, because the brand has always been whatever the family wants. We find a way to do it, whether it's been characters at baby services, you know, toddler beds brought into churches, hair salons set up, anything that could be thought of, backdrops and decorations and balloons and everything that has been done, it's always been, you know, in an effort to be comforting to the family. So it was something a family wanted, that it's some way to do it. It just seemed like it goes with what Affinity does, whether you want just a traditional service or whether there's something that is unique to your family or to your loved one that, you know, you think is going to honor them well. We've always found a way to do so.
And I'm thinking of just even having a service where the family says, can you drive by the house one more time? Yeah, that might take us 15 minutes out of our route. But that doesn't mean anything. That meant more for the family to stop, get out, put a wreath on the door or a flower on the door, just pause. Just because that is their loved one and their neighborhood. And so I think if you are going to a funeral service that they do not in some way personalize your loved one's service, you should kind of advocate. It's almost like healthcare. Advocate for your loved one. No, they wouldn't want that. Because I think sometimes we get, as a funeral director, we kind of get stuck into we box people into, this is what you have to do. You have to have an hour visitation. It has to be during the day. You can't have a night service. I think sometimes we dictate how the family has to have a service, not necessarily how the family will want it. Now, I think sometimes families can be a bit overwhelming. Because that is their loved one, and they go hard in the paint. And so you have to be in funeral service, you have to be prepared to kind of be able to pivot. We learned during the pandemic, I think we were a rare funeral home that decided during the pandemic, yes, we're in a pandemic, and yes, we want to, but we did not limit families to 10 people. Because there's no way that you could adequately celebrate someone's life. There are many families that I think are going to need therapy because they have a service with 10 people and weren't able to express the love they have for the family, and they're still kind of dealing with that. We made a way to kind of at least expand it so that they were able to have more services. So Adonis tells me he wants to stand him up. We only have a few days to be able to do that. And I think the beauty of our staff was that we all put our heads together. How can we make that happen? How can we make it so that it's not spooky? Because I think I've read a lot of comments of people saying, oh, if I come to that, I would have walked out. Not one person left that service. Not one. It is live. The visitation is live. You see the family up front taking pictures. You see people hugging. You see people crying. You see people dancing. You just see people celebrating. People came in, and a lot of people were like, oh, that is Dre. Oh, that was Dre. And he looked good. I'm not tooting my own horn, but he looked good. I think I saw some other comments about people being upset because we posted pictures of what he looked like. Post-mortem pictures have been done for years. For years, there's nothing new about taking a picture of a deceased. And it's nothing disrespectful either. Yes, there are sometimes families say, we want no pictures. And we don't take any pictures. That's not, I have personalized so many services. There are so many videos in my phone of videos that I could post and put out there just to promote the business that I haven't. Because sometimes it's just a matter of serving the family. And sometimes I even forget to pull my phone out because we have done some fabulous work here in the city. There are some things that I've done for families that they have not asked me to do or paid me to do, but it was because I felt like it was needed for them. Service I could think of was we had a baby service, and just because it was going to be hard for the family, we had a character that came. Friend has a mascot business. He came there as Mickey Mouse. And that has been memorable. Even I've been stopped in the store just to be reminded of the love that we showed that family. They didn't ask for that. They didn't pay for that character to come. But still, that allowed their family to have some personalization and some love and set apart. So, Donis, tell us about the stand-up. What's your family been saying about it?
My family has been going crazy about it. They love it. They happy about it. Like I said, the comments didn't bother me because they were strangers. They didn't understand how we knew my uncle, who he was to us, or just his character. So when you told me to read it outside of his nephew, you know, it was funny, but some of them were just terrible, you know. And one thing I will say about Affinity Memorial Chapel is that they have never tried to advertise any of the services that I've personally brought of my family members. You know, my mom's service was an amazing service, and I only think there's one clip out there about that service. And that's something we share. But this was one that I truly felt that if we were going to do it and we were going to pull it off, that we had to put it out there. Because unfortunately, the funeral industry is an industry like any other. You know, somebody will come behind you and try to do it, but they can't do it the way that we did it. You know, and it wasn't an advertising method. It was just to really show people that traditional to you isn't traditional to me.
Right.
You know, what your tradition is doesn't make what my tradition is. You know, a lot of the comments I did respond to, I told them, you continue to be laid to rest, and I'll continue to celebrate the life of my loved one how I know they were. You know, so tradition isn't traditional for me, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. You know, I've worked in the funeral industry for a while, and me and my family, we talk about it. It's not a scary subject to us. It's something we sit around and we say, hey, this is what we want, you know. This is what we're going to do. And so we knew it wasn't a surprise to us. So the stand-up, it was scary. I mean, I think I call Lori and Art probably every day, like, are we going to be able to do this? You know, because I was worried about my family, you know, how they would take to it if it went wrong. But it worked out better than how I would have expected. And everyone has been, I mean, I've been getting phone calls, texts, messages like, that was Dre all day.
Right.
You know, this is what he would have wanted. You really, y'all did amazing. And then you got the few that, you know, they tell me I'm going to hell.
And that's the part that as a pastor drives me crazy. Because I have, and please, I'm Art Davis on Facebook, Art the Funeral Guy on Instagram. If you find a scripture, please send it to me. I have yet to find a scripture where God cares what we do with our shells once our souls leave. Jesus was clear in telling a man who came to him and said, let me bury my father first, let the dead bury the dead. Mm-hmm. So how that was done, Jesus had no concern for how it was done. Right. It was done in a way that was comforting to the family. The Bible is clear that he's the God of all comfort, that he wants to have you in perfect peace. They were peaceful with it. They were comforted. That's they were celebrating, which we are told to do at a time of death is to celebrate.
Right.
And so for people to say that people are going to hell for it or it's sacrilegious or, you know, God is not pleased, you know, it. Our personal beliefs are not to be forced on someone else, especially when they're your own and nowhere biblically founded, or in whatever religion you believe in. I have not seen anyone. There are traditions, there are customs, you know, there are societal norms, but that's not God, and we are not God, and we're to show love. And just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean it's your place to pass judgment on it, because there are some things that you do that other people would not do.
Right.
We all have some things that we do that somebody else wouldn't do. You know, it could be what you eat, something you eat people may find disgusting, something that you wear, whatever it may be. You know, I think it's disrespectful, and it is certainly not a good representation of Christ to down talk or down look how someone decides to celebrate their loved one's life in whatever manner they deem fit. It's not our place. We've overstepped at that.
Right. I think as we were kind of getting things together, a lot of people watch the TikTok, but they don't have the backstory of it. And so we were getting ready for the service that had not even started. And I just simply took out the phone because I just did a pan of the room, just a quick pan. And I think we were trying to hurry up and post so that we could, you know, take a couple funeral home pictures. We all were dressed alike. And we like, if you know me, the funeral home takes a lot of pictures. And so we were just getting ready to take a picture. And so I was not paying attention to the background or the music of it. And I think that's what makes the video kind of funny and humorous, because Al Green is love and happiness. But if we would have did the video when we first opened the door and everyone saw him standing, it probably would have been way more comments, because what did he come out to? What was the song?
It was DRS Gangsta Man.
So we would have came out with that song, we probably have 5 million views right now. Because it was not, you know, and I think a lot of people also are talking about Amber and her little shrug. But you have to know my staff. You have to know the heart of the staff. And no one on staff is disrespectful. We just are just jovial. And we have a playful nature, but not when it's the service. So if you watch the video, you'll see them standing there, very respectful as people come up to. And it wasn't the shoulder shrug then. It was the serious game on face. But for that video, I think it's kind of, I didn't think anything of it when I put it up. And I was amazed that by the time I woke up, I was like, whoa, what is going on right now? This is going ham. And so some of these comments, I mean, if you don't have TikTok, you're not able to read the comments. I just want to read through a couple of the comments. And actually, I'm going to have Art start with reading just a couple comments that you thought were like, whoa. I'll screenshot a couple of them that I'm like, I need to address. And I hope that they are watching on TikTok, because it was just interesting. But what I found, there were a couple of people who commented about that there are some cultural tribes in Ghana that standing up their loved one is natural. That's a natural custom in their country, and that it wasn't anything strange or anything weird. I think Adonis will have to address the, you know, where the crown came from, because I think it's just, you know, everybody has their own perspective of what they perceived it as. So I'll let you hear it from him.
Well, the crown was, he was a king. You know, that's what, I mean, you have to know him to understand anything that we as his family decided and instructed the funeral home to do. Seeing a video online and a snippet is, you know, you, your mind's everywhere, but you have to know the backstory of who my uncle was. You know, just like the little dance that Amber did that people were, you know, I told them, though, like, this isn't a normal funeral. This is a party. That's what it was. It was a party. He said he wanted his last party. He didn't want nobody crying over him. That's why you couldn't get up there. You know, if we wanted to really do this for our fame, mm-hmm. we could have not roped it off and had people up there sitting in the chair and going live and putting it out there. But this was more so to respect what he wanted, which was no one looking down over him nor really touching him. And also, he still looks good. The crown was because, you know, he was a king. I mean, if he could have talked, even though he looked like he could have said something up there, if he could have said something, he would have said a few choice cuss words and then let it be known that he was the king of the room.
Right. Right. And I think that that would be why he was standing on top of the motorcycle hearse when we came out of the service for his sister. He wanted to make sure that he was there protecting his sister as he came out. But did you find any comments that you wanted to address while we were still live?
No, I think I addressed them earlier. All the religious comments, that was really what I wanted to address. I do appreciate all the comments that were encouraging. I saw multiple people here in the city that we are that, you know, travel or know the industry that was happy that, you know, someone in Columbus finally actually, you know, did a service this way. And they were also talking about how it's not, you know, very uncommon in other areas of the country that they know of or in other situations. So, you know, I'm happy that, you know, for those comments and so many people who said something about the service that they've experienced at Affinity and how professional the staff has been, how welcoming and friendly everyone has been and family. One lady, she called the funeral home. She said, y'all famous, and I just want to come in and make my pre-arrangement. She said, because we've been family there. I said, we are going to always be your family.
Absolutely.
Come on by, auntie. We're going to always be your family. So, you know, I appreciate and I have, you know, appreciated things like that as I'm scrolling. Those that know the heart of you as the owner, us as the staff, and what we do.
One of the things that I was thinking of is a lot of people are asking, what do you do? What do we do with Dre after the service? And I'm kind of shaking my head like, what? Because the person can still be buried. The person can still be cremated. I'm scratching my head like, what do you think that we do? We professionally, what do we do? So, of course, that's not something that was seen on the video, but the doors were closed so that we could, transport Dre in the most professional and loving way out of the facility so that the party, the turn up could happen, because it didn't happen while he was there. That was one thing that I was adamant with the family, like, we don't toast. And then Dre is going to exit the building. And that was something that, would you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something that I wanted to make sure was done. Because I think that you can, there's a line between being, ratchet and classy. And I think that Dre's service was done very classy.
I think it was amazing, you know. People just keep writing me, you know, some good, some bad. And I still take the stand that I take that, you know, me and my family talk enough to know what their wishes are. They choose me for a reason. because outside of what I believe or what I think, I'm going to give them what they want. You know, the comments for me, none really, I didn't waste my time thinking about none of them to keep, because a lot of them were just ignorant and people not knowing.
I just think people just did not take into consideration, maybe because they didn't know that the service was, you know, that it was fresh. It was a fresh service. Because I think that for the people who got online and who have offered their condolences, I said, you know, that is respectful. Even though that might not be your cup of tea, they still said what they wanted to say in a nice way, mm-hmm. and then said my prayers and thoughts for the family. Because at the end of the day, you're still...
A family is grieving.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so I think that, you know, I kind of, after this viral... I think I was kind of really upset with myself because I didn't want the family to feel the heat. But one of my friends told me that trailblazers always take the heat so that the people who come from behind them, it's an easier path for them because someone else has already taken the heat for it. And so in our city, we trailblazed and took the heat. But I love the fact that Affinity has a brand that allows families. I didn't have to defend any of that because I was getting text messages from people like, hey, who do I need to pull up for? Because they knew my spirit was vexed from the comments. And so I had to stop reading the comments. I just had to stop it because it was causing me to stay up late at night and toss and turn, because at the end of the day, I really want to make sure that the family is honored and loved and respected. And the next family feels loved and respected and honored. And so that was my heart. What would you say, Art?
I am just glad that Drake was honored in a way fitting to him. I only met him that once, but a lot of my family grew up with Andre and his sister, and I'm still getting calls of people saying that was Drake. It matched. I'm not surprised. People who were upset that they missed it because they thought it was going to be a regular service, and had they known, they would have been there because that was what he would have wanted. You know, even the call was like, wouldn't be me, but that was him, so it fit. And that's what it's all about, is fitting the person who's being celebrated. You know, I'm grateful to, you know, all of those who are keeping this family in prayer. All those that are, you know, being respectful of them, and you know, it's a hard time. No matter how big of a party you have, you know, the day after is still hard. No matter how grand of a service you have or how hard somebody preaches. So whether it's very traditional or very untraditional, the days following are hard. And I think we just need to remember that in our conversations and viewing and sharing and that sort of thing, that it's hard to somebody. Everybody is the world to somebody. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's something to be mindful of. And also on how we deal with each other, because at some point, you know, we all have to go. And what I think it is a perfect way of having a conversation about what you want when it's your turn. Because the sure thing is that none of us get out of here alive. And right. So... you can take this as an opportunity to share with your family what your wishes are, what your hopes are, what your absolutely do-nots are, whatever it is.
If your desire is no stand-up, then you're going to make sure your family knows if they think about it, don't do it. I think funeral service has changed over the last... I've been in funeral service for 16 years. This is my 16th year in funeral service. And I can see that funeral service has changed, not even just from what people wear to services, because 16 years ago, I don't remember families matching as much as they do now. Now it's, you know, everybody got on plaid. Everybody got on, you know, airbrush shirts or something like that. It has changed. And I think the last couple of years has really taught people to appreciate people and to know that it's here today, gone today, and that you need to celebrate the life of your loved one, because I don't know. It's different now. And so a lot of people who I let me address this other comment too, because it's in my spirit. Some of the comments about, oh, this is a GoFundMe gone wrong, or oh, they used all their insurance money. Those comments, whoa. I don't even know how people, you don't know anybody's finances. You don't know what they had to go through to get the service to go. But those comments, I'm not going to address those comments because
I seen one of those and I politely told them to call and make sure their policy was accurate. Because I can't entertain certain things with people because, like you said, it's still, that was my uncle. Even though I work in the industry, it was hard to have to go through and deal with all, and then you have the people that want to
6 months behind your mom.
Right. You know, and so then you have people wanting to come after something they seen and say, and you know, there was a lot of people that we didn't even know knew him that was like, this was him. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I saw some of the comments, you know, I think I texted Art and was like, can I respond? You know, and he was like, I mean, don't stress yourself about it, but if you must, go ahead, you know. And I didn't try to be rude with many people, but some of them I would have to let them know is, you know, this is just disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know, there was one that the lady on the TikTok, she said that I was going to hell because I didn't think about his children and how traumatized they were seeing that. You know, but I was just on FaceTime with this 15-year-old before I came here, and he was like, that was my dad all the way, cousin. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know, so if they don't know, I really can't be mad. But at the same time, people don't have to be as rude. You know, ask your question and move on. But to pass judgment on us as a family was just disrespectful.
I didn't realize how many people, I know people have opinions, but just how people voice their opinions, like, wow, if that was your loved one, if that was your family service, what if we just judged just based on the color of casket you picked out for your mom? Why they pick white? That was stupid. Oh, that's all they could afford was white. I mean, I think you would be ready to fight.
Right.
Even if they're in a casket, it's like the judgment that we put instead of saying, you know what, this family did the best that they could do for their loved ones. And if it's over the top, all right.
It's over the top.
But if it's basic, bless them. I think that you should have I don't know. I just saw how the heart of people, when people are talking about it was demonic and it was this and it's that. It was not that. There's a picture. My husband took photographs that night. There's a picture of your daughter and your wife standing to look at Dre. And he took the picture from the back, but he also took the picture from the front.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see them standing there and you can make up your own story. But then you see the front of the picture and you can see the expression on their face. Ari doesn't look, you know, Ari is very vocal. If you don't know Ari, but Ari is very vocal. If it bothered her or she was worried about it, she would have, she cried more when she saw her uncle 2 days prior in a casket in here than she did at the place standing up. That said volumes to me.
And how you weren't used to seeing him like that. You've never seen him, you know, in a state like that. Even when he was asleep, he would lock himself in his room and sleep. You got to knock. There was just not access to him 24/7. My uncle wasn't the type. He was a very friendly person, outgoing, but he wasn't the type. Now he'll touch you. You know, when he got hype or he was drinking, you know, he'd get hype and he got to pat you on the chest, whatever. But you can't do it back then.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be ready to fight. But when she saw him, and that's how I knew we did the right thing. Because like you said, when she saw him in the casket, she was just crying. It was more of a traumatized. But when she saw him standing up there, she was amazed,
mm-hmm.
You know. And she ran around like a kid. All the comments about we ain't thinking about what the kids gonna, those kids didn't even really realize he was there.
I don't think anybody was really unnerved. No one was really like, I didn't feel like anybody was unnerved by it.
I haven't heard
the picture. We have a picture. I didn't post it on TikTok because I knew it would have been a whole nother thing. But we have a picture that the staff took in front of Dre. And when you see the picture, you really don't know who was, you know, because in the back he looks, you could not tell. And so I think that that was one of the patting ourselves on the back for the work that we did. Because you could not tell. He did not look spooky or creepy or anything like that. He was sharply dressed, had his jewelry on, had his rings on. He looked nice, and the presentation was nice. And that is what is important. So personalization should include everything from how the person is dressed, how the staff at the funeral home is dressed, how the programs look. Everything should be personalized, in my opinion.
I agree. I only know working at Affinity, so I agree. It's the standard that I have when I, you know, go to other funerals, when I preach funerals for other people. I'm just like, okay, it's nice, but it is that personalization, I think, that makes all of the difference in the world. And I'm let down if I see anything less now that I've experienced it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what's expected. I couldn't imagine. It's what I enjoy most about working at funerals, is finding out about the person that we're celebrating, what they liked, what they were like, what their hobbies were, and then finding a way to somehow, some way, help Lori incorporate that in that celebration of life service in a way that a lot of times, you know, the family doesn't know until they get there, that it's these little things happening that's going to honor the life, their loved ones. I think personalization is, no matter how grand a scale, mm-hmm. like standing ovation, or how small a scale, like, you know, a certain pin that they may put on, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. It may be.
Just even the morning prior, we did a service where she was a Buckeye fan.
Mm-hmm.
So we wore Buckeye scarves. I mean, it's those little things that make the family feel like you appreciate their loved one and try to incorporate something. Just those small things.
Right.
Those
it's
small
not
things.
Business as usual. It's something specifically to honor that person and that family.
And I think for Adonis' mom's service, people were talking about Dre's service was over the top. I think his mom's service was over the top.
Over the top.
I mean, and I didn't even post any of those, any of that video, but I should post the video because we dropped flowers from a helicopter.
Yep.
Did we not?
Yes, we did.
As they were coming out of the church, helicopter hovered over and dropped petals. I mean, it was.
We ran a red carpet down the aisle, my church.
Yes, I forgot about that.
We ran a red carpet down the aisle.
We had red carpet and gloves, photo station under awning of the church. It was something to see them coming out the church, casket on the shoulders, and they doing the.
Jonathan's had a whole choreographed.
Right. What was the song?
Classic Man.
Classic Man.
Yeah.
As he carried his mom out. Those are all things that weren't even displayed or shown,
right,
or videotaped. But I think that this taught me, it taught me a lesson. It taught me to kind of come out of my comfort zone and be okay with the naysayers, because you're going to have some naysayers. And to be confident in your own work that you do. Know that what you did honored the family, out of their request, and that you weren't scared to go outside of what was the norm. And so I thank you, Adonis, for taking us out of our comfort zone to be able to do that. We're thankful that we were able to honor your family in that way. And Dre will be remembered forever, because it's over 9,000 people who've saved the video alone on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So at least no 9,000 people will be rewatching Dre. And right now it's still over 2 million views, Dre is known across the country.
And he would love that. That was him. He would want to be known. But I got to thank y'all, you know, the Affinity family, you know, outside of, you know, me knowing you all personally, just from the experiences of being on the other side of the seat, you know, having to be the client. And, it's not easy, but you all make it a lot easier. You know, it's not a walk. And for me, a lot of the times, it's normally me and my wife that's walking. You know, my wife tells me all the time, well, my uncle always tell me, you know, when my grandma died, you the patriarch of the family. No, but it really did turn out that way. So I have to thank you all for doing what you do and allowing God to use you guys in the way that is best and molded exactly for you. You know, there is several funeral homes in the city, and plenty of them are good. But for me, I have to have great, and all of the services that we've had through you all have been great. My family still talks about it, from the helicopter drop to the red carpet to, you know, y'all surprises with doing the crowning for my mom. You know, there was just things that we didn't even know or we asked for that you all do to make us feel more like family than a customer, you know. And so for people listening, I would hope that they would understand that no matter what funeral home you choose, if they can't personalize and come out of their comfort zone, that's, for me, not somewhere I would want my loved one to be. You know, I don't want to be a check. You know, you have to make your money, but I want it to be something sincere and pure, you know.
Yes, I never want a family to feel like let's move on to the next family. I think that's why we do things such as our Hope for the Holiday, to be able to have that family come back and we see them in a different setting, in a different, some months have been removed and they're able to kind of talk about their loved one without crying, and they're able to kind of celebrate their loved one in a different way. Those are those moments that we appreciate. Looking forward to in the summertime doing a barbecue, out at the park, just to kind of have a family reunion kind of type barbecue, because I just don't want to be known as the funeral director. I want to be known as the family member. And that is one of the things that's why Affinity was named, not after myself, like I could be, but named after the word family. And I think we have a couple questions. Let me see.
So one question I see, someone says, Adonis, were you nervous of the criticism?
Absolutely not. I wasn't nervous of I was nervous for you all, you know, because some of the comments, you know, I can deal with, unfortunately, you know, I can deal with it. You know, I'm just a regular person. You know, you all building a brand. This is Lori's baby. And, you know, one of the comments were, you know, about her even doing something like that, she shouldn't be open or something of that nature. And it was just like, for someone to even think that way because of her honoring something that a family asked for was insane. But worried or nervous? No, I knew people were going to say something. It was my idea for you all to post it, you know. So I wasn't worried about it.
I think we were, I wasn't worried, but I wanted to make sure that it was perfect. I don't want no missteps, no mishaps, no nothing. Like I said, people don't know, his family viewed a couple days before traditional viewing. They came in, family viewed him in a casket. They were able to, you know, spend that time at the funeral home, an hour before, you know, hour. And then we came in and we got to trying to say, okay, how can we do this? How can we make this work? How can we make it look right? How can we make sure that, you know, Dre stays up the way he stays up? And we're not giving them secrets. We're not telling them.
Right.
We're not telling them trade secrets, but it took some work.
I will say, so outside of Dre standing up, the level of service is that which is normal of Affinity.
Yeah.
you know, perfection is always the standard at Affinity. And I have had to learn that working here over the years. Sometimes I, have fought back against that or felt like something was good enough and had to be corrected and fixed and reminded of someone who was dear to me who passed away. So Lord whisper, I'm Barbara. What about I'm Barbara? You know, because that was my, I'm freaking out. I want everything perfect. But it's just the heart of Lori as a leader. And I want to be clear about that because I saw a comment that drove me up the wall about it being for clout for her or something. And I'm like, you don't know our director at all. It's ministry for her, in all areas, even when we have to remind her, I get it, but it's still a business as well. Like we have to, we can't, do everything that people want, or we can't, give away everything. It's a business, and so when someone has a heart like that, I just want us to be careful, be mindful, be respectful, because she's not that type of person at all. She wants every family to be treated like, they are the most important family in the world. Whether it's going to be 10 people in the chapel or 1,000 people in the auditorium, every service is approached the same way.
Absolutely. We did a service with, three people?
Absolutely.
And it was flowers. The flowers were absolutely
more staff
beautiful.
Than guests.
And we sat right there. We were her family.
Absolutely.
She didn't have family. We sat in the pews like we was her family.
Absolutely.
We did everything on the service. It is, funeral service is my absolute passion. But my mom has always told me, treat the families as if you're sitting across the table making the arrangements, as if you're making arrangements for me. So when they come in and they're making arrangements for their mom, I'm making arrangements for my mom. When you're making arrangements for your dad, I'm making arrangements for my dad. And so I watched a video when I first started funeral service, and one of the directors said, do you get nervous on services? And my answer is absolutely every single service, I get nervous because I want to make sure that the family, that number one, the family is happy with how their loved one is presented. They're happy with how we have served them, and that they can walk away and have some type of closure, because I'm not going to see them in a couple weeks when they leave here. And I never want that stigma of the funeral home didn't do X, Y, and Z. And then they carry that grief or that burden. So I'm glad at the end of the day that Adonis said, I want to stand him up, because if he would have thought about that after we had the service, then I would have been like, man, why didn't you tell me? So we could have did that. I'm glad that he thought of it ahead of time, because those are those moments that you can do. Now, everybody can't stand up. Let's be clear about that. Every person that comes in here, you can't stand them up. I think Dre was kind of the perfect storm to be able to stand up. It just, the chemistry, the timing, everything just kind of worked how it was supposed to work. But everybody can't stand up. I'm going to be clear about that. And we're not going to be standing up. Everybody. Because that's just not what, that's just not, it's not what we're going to do. We are a traditional funeral home. We really are. But we're a funeral home that is full of passion and love. And I'm honored to celebrate the lives of those in Central Ohio. Thankful for the opportunity. And do we have any other questions before we get ready to end this podcast for today? I'll check and see if anybody else has any other questions. I can't see over there. I can't see the TikTok camera, so I don't know if they have questions or not.
Lorenzo just said awesome on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't see anything else on Facebook.
I'm trying to see if there's anybody else who has any questions. You can pop them in the chat if you do. Be happy to answer any questions that you have for us. You can follow us on Facebook, Affinity Memorial Chapel. Of course, TikTok, I think it's The Affinity Way, which is a slogan that we say here at the funeral home. Prior to this, people didn't know who we were on TikTok, so I guess I'll have to post some more and talk some more on there. But I'm trying to think. We're on Instagram, the Affinity Way, I think, or Affinity underscore Chapel is our handle on Instagram if you want to follow us there. I really appreciate all the love and the positive. I really even appreciate the critique because it caused me to pause, to kind of question, to see, you know, is there some merit in some of the things that people said? Some of the things were outrageous and no merit. But some things made me kind of think, okay, I can see where you might think of it from that perspective. But that's why I wanted to get on and have this podcast so we can kind of talk about, you know, why we did what we did. And, you know, I wanted the family to be able to express their, you know, express directly to the audience what they felt about the process and all of that. Anything else, guys?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, that's our time. And we look forward to our next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate our audience. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Store, or wherever you consume podcasts. If you feel so inclined, leave us a comment. But please be sure to share this episode in your circle of influence. Until the next episode, I'm Lori Diaz, the Funeral Chick. Remember to serve well and have fun. Make it a great day.